Good evening, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles 360. I'm Chris McPherson, joined alongside Glenn Mack now on this special Friday edition. The Eagles, they got a little head start on their trip to Seattle. They left earlier in the day, so Glenn and I are going to hold things down, and we have a great show for you in store. Now, first, the Eagles took care of some internal business by re-upping the contracts of long snapper John Dornbos and safety Chris Maragos. And, Glenn, I can't help but think to last year's win in New England. How big a role special teams played in that upset victory. I think for the Eagles to get this monumental win on the road, special teams is going to have to come through in a huge way.
Well, and I think you've got a good shot to do that because this team's special teams under Dave Phipp has been consistently at the top of the league in every facet of it, in coverage, in the return game, in the kicking game. So that's one edge that you usually have going into a game. It's one edge they have, and it's something that they recognize today with the contracts.
All right, so some injury news to keep an eye on. Wide receiver Jordan Matthews and tight end Zach Ertz are questionable for Sunday's game against Seattle. Carson Wentz will need those two guys on the field so badly. But wide receiver Paul Turner, no Eagles fans, he's not been promoted to the active roster. I know that's the news that you all want to hear. He will travel as an insurance policy. Now for the latest news going into this big matchup, let's send it out to our Eagles 360 update where Abby Atwater is standing by.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Abby Atwater, and this is your 360 update. Head coach Doug Peterson announced two multi-year contract extensions with safety Chris Maragos and long snapper John Dorenbos. Executive Vice President Howie Roseman and head coach Doug Peterson gave their reasons for the extension.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we're trying to do here is have that a really strong unit, and also the individual guys we're talking about, the leadership they bring, the class that they exemplify on and off the field is so important for us. Really, just guys that as we're building this and trying to get some continuity, they were guys that we really saw here.
We're just so excited to have these two guys locked up for the next few years, and obviously special teams players, Chris being a big part of what we do on special teams and his value there. You know, it makes me sleep at night having a long snapper with his experience, John's experience, knowing that that operation will be around for the next few years. So
we caught up with Chris Maragos and John Dorenbos in the locker room before heading to Seattle this afternoon to get their reaction on the contract extension.
Just a first-class organization, you know, just being able to play here and being able to really understand, you know, the coaching staff, the front office, the ownership. It's just really top end, you know. And so for me, when they came and approached me about, you know, possibly doing something, you know, I was just really excited about the opportunity and just really, really grateful to be a part of this.
I'm fired up. So, you know, for the Lurie family and the organization and Howie and all these people to kind of sit here and say, look, This team's good. It's going in the right direction. And then for them to say, hey, let's keep John around. Are you kidding me? Fired up to be here. I'm going to do everything I can to continue to keep getting better and to continue to help this team win and to be a resource for the younger guys. And it was a no-brainer.
And just before hopping on the flight today to Seattle, Eagles signed punter Donnie Jones to a 3-year extension. This is the third special teamer locked up through 2019 in the last 2 days. Don't forget to tune in to our kickoff show presented by Exalta at 3:30 on Sunday. And following the game, our post-game show presented by Rico. With Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz press conference, you can catch all of this at PhiladelphiaEagles.com or our official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Abby. Later on in the show, Glenn and I will offer our key matchups for Sunday's game. But up next on Eagles 360, it's Lay's Cal Cook presents Crunch Time. And our special guest this week is linebacker Najee Good. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzi, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Welcome back to Eagles 360, and it's a special edition. Glenn and I are hosting the show. The Eagles re-up two key special teams players, and now it's time for Alex Smith to go one-on-one in this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time, and the special guest is linebacker Najee Good, another key component of the Eagles special teams unit.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. Very pleased to be joined today by Eagles linebacker Najee Good. Najee, how you feeling?
Doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
All right, so first question for you. You're a Cleveland guy, grew up in Cleveland.
Yep.
How much were you pulling for the Indians to win the World Series this year?
100%. It's been a while since both teams have played. I think it's like 1930s or 20s for the Indians or something like that as far as the World Series. I heard the Cubs was even longer, over 100 years, and it was exciting. It was exciting to see the World Series back in town, especially after the Cavs that won the championship.
Yeah, the Cavs just won, so you can't get too greedy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did you see Cleveland's parade?
Yeah, I was actually there. I was there.
Really?
I was there when they won.
What was it like?
It was insane. A few of my buddies is DJs, so we went down there and partied. And, like, it's only, I think the stadium only sit 80,000 people, but it was a million people there. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon, but it was cool. We needed it. Cleveland needed it.
When you see a celebration like that, how much does that want to make you bring something like that here to Philadelphia?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, just to be around that feeling, it's kind of like you're sitting on the outside end when somebody's throwing a party. You know, you're looking through the glass, and to know what that excitement would bring to the city after seeing it in a city like Cleveland. I mean, Philadelphia, I always said if Philly, when we won the Super Bowl, the city going to blow up off the map. They're not even going to see nothing there when you look at it. This is going to be Philadelphia. It's just a big, big spot.
So your dad, John, played here in 1985. What advice did he have for you about Philadelphia when you first got here?
That was the biggest thing as far as just embracing living in the city and playing. And, you know, embracing the fans. You know, a lot of people get on themselves or they get on, you know, the people for criticizing them, but you know, if people talking about you, whether it's good or bad, it's always good. And when they talking about you and it's something bad, you know, it's something that you need to work on or something that, you know, they might see. And it's a different way to portray yourself and it's a different way to make an impact in the public.
Najee, you were part of that memorable win last year on the road in New England. You returned the blocked punt, ran it back for a touchdown. Oh, yeah. What do you remember most about that game?
Just really going up to Boston and it was crazy. Right before we had did that, Chris blocked that kick. We were down 14-0, and we came back and we got a quick score, and then we made a play on special teams. And just the energy that everybody was playing at, you know, it was a foreign place, and they had Jay-Z bring Tom Brady out, and he walked out on the field, and you know, all of that stuff is just sketched deep into my mind because of the energy that we had and guys on the team, and like almost all of those guys are back now. When I made that play, I just saw a sea of red and blue and just crazy Patriots fans. I saw this old dude with this old colonel, like, had hair and stuff like that. But it was crazy, man. It was a hell of an experience. It's something I'll never forget.
The Eagles special teams have been so good over the last few years, and you've been a big part of that. Do you guys feel like you can make a big play every time you're out there?
Yeah, every time we touch the field, that's like one of the main things. We're the equalizers for the game, and we are, you know, just like people say, you feed off offense and defense. You know, I think definitely our fans know, and a lot of teams definitely know, you know, they recognize when they see the numbers that, you know, when we get on the field, we have opportunity to hit home runs. And that's what we continue to do, and our standard is so high. It's like not bad when you do good, but it is, because you can always turn good into great. So,
Najee, my last question for you. What's your favorite part about being in Philadelphia?
Favorite part about being in Philly? That's kind of hard. I love the food. I love the food, and I like that it's so close. It's so tight-knit. You know, Cleveland, like I said, is comparable to Philly. Not as many people, but, you know, it's tight-knit and it's close. And the feeling of, like, even before when, you know, before I even got here, when I was playing with another team, I heard just about the camaraderie of the guys in the city and everything here. You know, it's a you know, eat them up market. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody take care of you. And, you know, just playing here and playing with the passion. And our games are live every week. So that's one of the things that I love about here, just the electricity that the fans give you when, you know, when you're down there on game day.
Eagles linebacker Najee Good. Najee, thank you very much for joining us. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Alex. A little bit later on, we'll go back in time with our old school All-22. But up next here on Eagles 360, it's time to dig into the big matchups as we preview Sunday's showdown with the Seattle Seahawks.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Glenn, will points be scored this week? I mean, the forecast calls for rain.
Yep.
These are two of the top defensive units in terms of keeping points off the board in the league. What's going to happen on Sunday?
You see a 12-10 game there, do you?
If it's an Eagles win,
if you get the 12, it's a great game. Sure.
Exactly. So let's time for our key matchups. And, Glenn, I'm going to let you have the honors.
All right. Well, here you go, Chris. If the Eagles have a chance to win, there's one pathway, well, maybe two, to do it, and that is through their offensive tackles, which are very weak. Seattle spends less money on offensive line than any team in the league. We know that you can't do that. You especially can't do that if the guys aren't very good. Left tackle is a guy named George Fant, undrafted rookie, very shaky out there. But the one I really want to focus on is their right tackle. It might be Gary Gilliam. More likely, it's going to be Bradley Sowell. He's missed the last 3 weeks for injury. He is back. I will give you this stat. In the 6 games he played, 6 penalties, 4 holding penalties, 5 sacks allowed. So, Connor Barwin, Vinnie Curry on that side of the line have a real chance to get to Russell Wilson. And if the Eagles are going to win the game, I think that's how you have to do it.
Glenn, can we have both Barwin and Curry on the field together?
So you're going to have those guys and Brandon Graham on the left side? 3? Sure, why not?
5-D linemen. We did see it last week. Jim Schwartz did unveil that look last week. But it's true, Vinnie Curry, a little bit of a dry spell in terms of getting to the quarterback. It's going to be imperative that he gets to Russell Wilson and the Eagles win the battle of the line of scrimmage. So there's so many great matchups in this showdown. I'm going to focus on a matchup the Eagles offense needs to win. I'm looking at tight end Zach Ertz going against safety Cam Chancellor. Look, Ertz is questionable with a hamstring injury. That is concerning. Boy, you look at this Seattle defense up front. They do a very good job of getting after the quarterback. They're very good at chasing after the opposing signal callers this season. So Carson Wentz is, you know, could be looking to get rid of the ball quickly. And, of course, with that noise, it's going to be tough for him to hear anything out there. You look at the outside wide receivers, Jordan Matthews. You know, I think the guys overall will probably struggle against the likes of Richard Sherman and Deshaun Snead. You look at the running back position, Darren Sproles in space. These are some very good linebackers with Cager Wright, Bobby Wagner. So, to me, Zach Ertz has to win the battle against Cam Chancellor, who missed time with a groin injury this season. And you look back to last week's matchup between the Seahawks and the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski got knocked out of the game on a hit by Earl Thomas, while Martellus Bennett comes off the bench, catches 7 balls for over 100 yards. So I know Ertz is injured, but for the Eagles offense to matriculate the ball down the field and score points, it's going to be incumbent that Zach Ertz has a huge day. So to me, the matchup I'm looking at, Glenn, is Zach Ertz going against Cam Chancellor.
Spoken like a football coach with that matriculate. I think one of the things that has to happen, and I think it's a good one, is they need to get him involved in the red zone. Zach Ertz can't just catch passes between the 20. He's got to catch some passes in the red zone. They have to find a way to get him there. And if that happens, it's a great matchup.
Great point there. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich said last week the Eagles wanted to get Ertz more involved in the red zone. Maybe that will come to fruition this week. Now, a little bit later on, it's going to be our weekend review presented by Bud Light. But up next, it's time for some old school All 22 with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Eagles win, you win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks and Roll DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply write checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Write Checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there, we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for 2 K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
It's been a bit of a Hall of Fame theme here in Philadelphia this week. Brian Dawkins is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And in a little bit over a week, Mel Reese and Jeremiah Trotter will be inducted into the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame. Now, Mel Reese's partner in the broadcast booth, Mike Quick, already a member of the Eagles Hall of Fame, a tremendously talented wide receiver during his tenure here with the Eagles, had a huge game back in 1989 against the Seattle Seahawks. So Mike gets to be a little modest and break down some of his own plays on this week's edition of Old School All 22.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a unique look at a special moment or game in Eagles history through the eyes of coaching tape where you see all 22 players. With me, Mike Quick, and it just so happens back in 1989, Mike Quick lit it up.
So you have to go all the way back to 89. You know, I don't remember all the details of that game, but I do know that that was one of my better games. I know that they had a real good defense, and I remember Kenny Easy as their safety, a guy that I had to try to beat in that secondary. But, Merrill, it was one of those days when things just went well for me. Let me show you a look at a couple of those plays.
It's 3rd and 5, late in the first quarter, and we ran a slant-flat concept. And that's me at the bottom of the screen running the slant. At the snap of the ball, Randall Cunningham drops back, and he puts this pass right on my back shoulder where only I can get it. It was a perfect throw with the corner driving on my inside number. I spun off the cornerback, I gave the safety a little shake, and I go 24 yards for a first down off the quick slant. Turns out I ran a bunch of slant routes in that game, which really helped to set up this third quarter touchdown. It's 3rd and 8 on the 9-yard line, and at the snap, you can see that my first few snaps looks like a slant route again. But at the last second, I stuck my foot in the ground and ran back outside towards the sideline and Randall floated the pass for me right over to the pylon. He laid the ball up perfectly for me to go up and make a contested catch over the corner, and I came away with the touchdown.
Mike, every time the Eagles meet the Seahawks in this era, it is the challenge of challenges. But on that day, it was an Eagles romp.
And it was an Eagles romp because we had, first, a very good defense, but Randall Cunningham was still one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And with Randall doing his thing and able to get me the football, we really put it on the Seahawks.
Thank you so much, Merrill. And Mike, we're coming down the stretch here on Eagles 360. It's almost like the two-minute warning, so to speak, but still some great stuff in store. On the other side, it's our weekend review presented by Bud Light, as well as our final thoughts. So now is not the time to go away. Stay tuned, everyone.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma. Cancer, scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Dunkin' Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. It's one last look at the days leading up to this mega showdown between the Eagles and the Seahawks. It's our weekend review presented by Bud Light.
He slips it off to Ryan Matthews. He's in! Eagles take the lead! The kick is away. He's got the distance. It's gone! He fires, and it is intercepted, and that'll do it.
We pulled one out in the end. And we hadn't done that yet. It really was a team victory, especially at the end of the game. Everybody stepped up.
The biggest thing for us was finishing.
Obviously, when we don't beat ourselves, we are a pretty good team.
The Eagles are on the road this weekend in Seattle, which is known for being one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL.
They take the noise level to a whole different level.
Going into this stadium, you know, this 12th man, it's real.
It's loud. It's loud. And if you get them a chance to cheer, they'll be even louder.
You need to communicate a lot.
I don't think I've won there in my career. I'm looking forward to changing that this week.
It's one of the hardest places to win, and it's a great challenge for us as a team.
We haven't always played great, but we've played competitive.
If we want to talk about this year, there's no defense in this league that I wouldn't compare us to.
We believe we're the best defense in the National Football League.
We want to put the game away quick.
This week, we got to have it.
It's a one-game mentality.
We can finish ball games, and we are a good football team.
All right, Glenn, kickoff is set for 4:25 p.m. Mm-hmm. We've broken this matchup down all week long. What are your final thoughts going into what is a huge game for the Eagles?
Three things.
Okay.
And they can win if these happen. One is, I think it's going to be a wet day. I know it's turf, but I think if Ryan Matthews can run like he ran last week, it'll be a very good day for the Eagles. Not always easy to do on them. Two, it will be interesting to see Carson Wentz under the pressure of all of that noise. Eagles had some tough times last week against Atlanta with not having it set at the line of scrimmage. They're really going to have to do that this week. And then the third one, as I said earlier, if you can get to Russell Wilson through their weak offensive tackles, that's their real Achilles heel. If you can get there through that, you can win the game.
Russell Wilson is playing his best football of late, though. Last two games has been outstanding. Definitely much healthier from that knee injury, which definitely encumbered him earlier in the year.
True, and getting around back in the pocket, still not running the ball. Only has 60 rushing yards on 31 carries this year.
The biggest thing for me, they have to protect the football. You go back to the last road game against the New York Giants, those two first quarter interceptions put the Eagles into a 14-0 hole, which they were never able to climb out of. You look at the three games the Seahawks have not won this season. They have two losses and a tie. The opponents combined for one, just one turnover. That was a fumble that Earl Thomas actually returned for a touchdown. So the Eagles must do a good job of taking care of the football, but it's going to be so much harder here on the road as the Seahawks are a perfect 4-0 at CenturyLink Field this season.
31-4 over the last 5 years at home. They're tough.
Yeah, certainly tremendously tough to say the least. So that's going to do it for us here on Eagles 360. Our game day coverage on Sunday begins at 3:30 p.m. with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. I'll be co-hosting that with Joe DeCamera. We'll also be here for the halftime report and then the post-game show presented by Rico. When the clock hits all zeros, make sure to join myself and former Eagles linebacker Ike Reese as we will have highlights and break down the action for what we keep our fingers crossed is an Eagles win. Glenn, special day here. Been a good time.
Nice to see you, Chris.
Glenn, thank you so much. That's going to do it for us here on Eagles 360. Everyone, have a great Eagles weekend. We will see you on Sunday afternoon.